Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cam Black, as we get set to talk sports and other things for these next 3 hours. It's Wednesday. It is August 17th. We are 15 days away from football time in Tennessee. I hope you all are well. My friend Cody, how are you?
Before you say anything, I just want to say it's not my fault.
What's not your fault?
I'm not making a habit out of this. The drive-thru this morning took 19 minutes because I timed it. I got there at 11:25. I left the house at 11:15. More than enough time.
Okay. Which, first of all, I just want to point out, I wasn't going to say anything because we could get here at 12:01 and Charlie and the Blitz will still be trying to get out of the studio. So, like, I wasn't going to say anything because I thought that you, were here in plenty of time.
I know, but day three, I'd like to show up before 11:57.
Sure.
Okay, so that's all I'm saying. But I sat in the drive-thru 19 minutes. But you know what happens when you get in there is, like,
you get boxed in.
Then you're kind of committed. Yep. And, like, I had already given them the money, say, I don't know, 10 minutes in. And so, okay, so they got my money. So I got to sit here.
Then, yeah.
And I turned the GPS on just to see what the time, and I kept looking, arrival time, 11:52, yeah. 11:53, 11:54. And it got to noon, and at that point, like, I was getting ready to drive off, and I see the bag drop, and I see her hit the bag and hand it to me and say, so sorry about your way. I'm speeding off by the time she's done talking, but anyway, I hit the interstate. You know, I was doing about 95, so I got here in plenty of time.
You made it. My problem, my issue was I ran through Turkey Creek. I had to go pick up some dog food for Frank. He's out, so then I tried to go to Panda Express, and they didn't have my white steamed rice. So I was like, okay, whatever, that's fine. Never mind, not getting it because I don't like the fried rice they have there. I like the white steamed rice. I don't like the ones they throw like the peas and eggs in. I just don't like that.
And the carrots and
I just don't like it. I don't know. It doesn't.
You gotta go chow mein.
I never do chow mein. Never tried it.
Oh, the chow mein's so good. You dump like 2 packets of soy sauce in it.
See, I don't really like soy sauce.
Well, it gives it like a. It makes it saltier.
Okay. Maybe eventually I'll try that. They offered that. I was like, nah, I'm good. I just left. So then I went to Chick-fil-A, and I went to a different Chick-fil-A. Because the one over here on the west side where we're at, they go above and beyond. They got like 5 people out in the drive-thru line, right? Like if you order with the app, always order with the app. They got like 5 people checking you in. And I will check with them, see what number you are, blah, blah, blah. Go to the one in Turkey Creek, it's a free-for-all. So I'm in the drive-thru, and like no one's there. I roll right past the speaker. Then I get past the speaker. I'm like, oh, I was supposed to check in there. So then I get to the front, and the guy's like, David? I was like, no, not me.
Sure.
Michael? What did he get? I was like, no, not me. I was like, I think I messed you up, bro. I should have just taken it. Yeah. I guess you could just do that. Like,
yeah, if it's like 2 big bags full of chicken, I'm David.
Because, I mean,
David.
I guess you just got to roll the dice and hope that someone's ordering on the app, but they'll just hand you the bag, and you can get out there, I guess. That's what they're about to do to me. But then I was like, no, man, I messed you up. I was like, I didn't stop at the thing. I ordered on the app. And then he gave me a lecture. I was like, I know what I did wrong. He's like, next time you have to stop there and tell us, and then we'll get it right. I was like, I know that. I messed up. So then I went and sat. I don't have a beef with that. That was my fault. My beef today is with certain companies that aren't dabbling in anything important. Like, I got hit. I'm kind of a sucker for the email promotion. If some company sends me something like 50% off, chances are I'm going to buy something. So I get one from Carhartt, and I was like, you know what, I need some new socks, like whenever fall and winter get here. All my tall socks for my boots and stuff and my high shoes are got holes in them. So I'm going to buy some nice socks, grab a couple on-sale beanies because I love my toboggans. And then it goes to log in, and I don't remember my password. And then I come to find out that Carhartt, of all places, makes you have 10 characters, a special character, and a number. And I'm just like,
oh, that's the worst.
Why do we have to have so much security to buy work boots and shirts? Like, who is hacking Carhartt's like database to try to get whatever information there is that you could get on there?
I don't know, but they say they're not going to be a part of it.
They did say they weren't going to be a part of it.
10 characters. Forget you, 8 characters. 10 characters now.
And a number and a special character.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what are we doing here?
Capital letter, too?
Capital letter two, yeah, yeah. Like they had every security hoop I've had to jump through, they have.
That's good. Apparently, Carhartt cares about your privacy. That's good.
I appreciate it, but I don't really have anything on Carhartt's like website. I don't store any information on there they really need.
That's the thing about all of these companies is you can't just get anything easily anymore. Everybody wants to make you, like, do everything. You got to download an app. You got to put in your address. You got to put in an email. Come up with a password. You got to create an account. And then nobody remembers, like, if you do different passwords for things, nobody remembers the password. So then you have to reset your password every time.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we'll send it to your email. Press the link. Okay, I click the link. And then you got to go out of the email link into the Safari. Or it's just, it's all like, I like stores, you know?
My biggest issue is whenever they don't tell me what I'm lacking on my password. Like, if Carhartt would have popped up, like, hey, reminder, has to have 10-character special thing, I would have known what I put in there. Because I do keep the same password for basically every website. Now, like, if it requires a special character, I have a different password I go with. If it requires, you know, 8 digits, I got one. Like, I would have gotten to it. But they don't tell you what you're lacking. Which I guess maybe that's good for security, but, like, I don't know. I could easily hit forgot password and take my chances hacking an email, I guess. It should be harder to get into my bank account app than it is a Carhartt. Yeah. That's my only thing.
Like, what's your bank password? What do you use for it?
S, and then I do like a Q, and then like the at symbol, I guess, is got a different.
It's probably a technical term.
Yeah, I know. Like is it the ampersand? Is like the and sign?
Ampersand. Yeah.
What is the at?
It's just at.
It's just at.
I don't. I'm sure there's a name for it.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah. So S Q. At symbol, SH, so like kind of like squash.
Uh-huh.
Squash, like squash, but with an A, without the U, I guess, because I guess
yeah.
Squash is UA. So no U on squash. So squash, and then the last four of my social.
Okay, and yeah. Then what's that?
Yeah, that's 4614.
Okay, and then on the two-factor authentication.
I can't go any further there. No, I don't really.
You don't do two-factor?
The only thing I do the two-factor authentication is like my Twitter.
Okay.
That's the only thing I really care about getting hacked out of.
Yeah.
Now, like, sometimes the Apple will make you do, like, you know, stuff for the two-factor. They'll send you a text. But the only one I opt in for is Twitter because I don't want to get hacked there.
Right.
I like getting these tweets off, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I've seen that happen.
Yeah.
Tim Brando got hacked recently.
Yeah. So not going to happen to me. I hope no matter how old I get, I never get hacked by clicking on a link that is clearly someone phishing for your information.
Yeah. They've gotten pretty good with some of those, with the phishing emails.
Yeah.
Do you get like, do they all go to your spam folder?
No, they got me with one. Well, they didn't get me. They sent me one. Like somebody on PayPal, I guess, had requested some money.
Yeah, I get the PayPal ones too.
But like usually when I get on, they'll be through text. I'm like, I know this isn't real. Like
you get like the UPS ones, like your UPS package has been delivered. Please click the link to
Amazon. I get that one a lot. Those usually get filtered out, but the PayPal one came through because I guess it was an official request. Someone like found my email and then like requested money. And since I'm technically a business on there since I sell some shirts on there every now and then. They made me register as a business, so maybe they're like, hey, invoice. And, you know, if I would just click to see what it was, it might have completed the transaction. But that's the only time that's like gotten through the.
I think if you click things accidentally, you're okay. I think it's just don't put any personal information in.
Okay.
Obviously.
Like, I refuse to even click the links.
Yeah, I mean, there's no need to click them, but.
I think you're wrong on that. I think if you just click the link, you're done for.
Oh, really? I guess it depends on which one.
You could try it, I guess.
I tried to, like, I have, my email is just, it's like 10 times a day about ADT doorbells, and no matter how many times I send it to spam, like I can block, I can unsubscribe, I can report spam, junk, I do all of that, and they still come through. It was some loan I tried to get, I think, a while back, like
uh-huh.
a couple years ago or something. You know, I was hard up for cash.
Sure.
I was trying to get one of those payday loans.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I guess
Come to me or like your friends before you do the payday loan, just for the record. For the
if
you ever find yourself in that situation,
I don't know.
Just don't do the payday loans.
I wouldn't want to ask my friends for money.
Yeah,
I have a problem with that.
Like, but don't do the payday loans. Don't do the payday loans.
Well, I did. This was a while back. You
okay.
know, I'm in much better shape now. I think I've got like $11 now. So
I'll charge you less interest.
Yeah, but it was a problem. because I mean I got the loan or whatever, but then they kept, I guess my email got out somehow or another. They, you know, because they give it to all these different companies.
This guy's a broke boy. He's a sucker. Keeps sending him stuff and he'll click. And
I mean, no, it was a reputable company.
Yeah, like, sure. No, I know, but they sell your information there.
Yeah,
and
they
then,
do.
Yeah,
they do. And no matter how many times, I'm telling you, for like 2 years, I can block, spam. I've done everything, and they get through. They still get through. I get them every day. Here's your free ADT video doorbell or whatever it is.
Might be time just to change emails.
Yeah, probably so. Might just need a new account, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Fishers, they're pretty good. They get people sometimes.
Cam, how are you today?
Doing good. Halfway through the week. Dodgeball day for me, so that's always a good day.
You back on the court tonight?
Yeah. Missed the past, been like 3 weeks actually.
Yeah.
So everybody was actually getting concerned that I was unwell or something since
that you
I hadn't
quit?
Been there. Yeah, they were worried about me. I got a lot of texts last Wednesday when I didn't show up.
Did that make you feel good or bad? Because on one hand, they miss you.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, they're like, oh,
they know
Cam.
My mental state is so tied into dodgeball that,
They're like, something's got to be wrong with Cam if he's not here. Everyone check on him. So I would feel good to be missed, but I'd feel a little bad that they think that, like, hey, just if I don't.
Yeah, I have nothing else to do or no other life.
But something has to be wrong for me not to be there.
Yeah, so. Yeah, but it'll be nice to be back out there. I need the exercise. So, gonna get back out there. And, just Wednesday. Having a good day. Can't complain.
It feels like a really long week.
It has been a long week. Can't confirm. It's kind of dragging along. But
I maintain this is my least favorite time of the year. I hate this time of year.
The last
right
couple
before
weeks?
Before the season?
Yeah, I hate this. Every year I dread this. Every year I dread this.
What window of time? Like media days through football?
Yep. I'll basically, media days through football is an easy way. I'll just say August. Like, I hate all of August. Like, August is my least favorite month.
I think these last couple weeks are really rough, too, because you keep seeing the countdown things
every day,
and it just makes it drag longer, I think. It's like, it was 16 4 days ago. Like, how are we only at 12? Like,
I hate the practice reports. I hate, like I said, feeling like you should have football information, some new stuff to offer people, but, like, you're not really getting anything, and it doesn't really matter. Like, hey, Squirrel White returned a kickoff or touchdown today in practice. Okay, like, so.
Oh, yeah. Like, the practice reports are so useless. Like, I don't even know why they do that.
I understand why they do it, because it does get people excited. It just doesn't get me excited. I'm at the point, like, 2 weeks ago, I was really, really pumped. And then, like, that lulls hit back in. I'm just like, man, this is terrible.
Yeah, but, like, you know how they let the media in to do these reports, but they're not really showing them much?
Right, yeah.
I mean, I don't see the point in going to those. And
if your company is built around, like, you know, message boards and reporting news, you got to take what they give you and just, you know, try to make the best out of it. I understand why you play the game. I agree with you. That's why I quit going, because I used to do it. I used to go and watch, like, the three things.
Let's go watch some punts.
But that's what it was.
Yeah.
But I wasn't in that game. So, like, I wasn't selling subscriptions or anything. So, like.
Like in the media.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing media, which I guess we're still doing media, although we don't really do media. But, like, yeah, it's just. I didn't have to be the most knowledgeable about what we saw in punts because I acknowledged it didn't really matter. But again, I wasn't beholden to the subscription model, and people didn't expect that of me. So I understand why people who are at places that they expect that from them, that they have to keep going. I'm just glad I don't have to do it. I
was very impressed by Davis's punting method, with the way that his foot strikes the ball is is somewhat better than the other punters. And so you can tell that, yeah.
I went there like probably for 2 or 3 years, and the only memorable thing, ironically enough, came from punting, and that's when Butch Jones yelled at Matt Darr that he must have had a hell of a night on the strip the night before with how bad he was punting, and he's like, you must have had a hell of a night last night, Darr. Remember, team rule, no drinking during the season. It was like after the open practice, I guess the boys celebrated. That's the only thing that I remember from like the 3 years that I covered the team.
Were you there with, like, your clipboard and everything? Your notepad?
Nah.
Doing the whole journalist thing?
I mostly took notes on, like, I did take notes on my phone every now and then.
Yeah.
I wasn't out there with a notepad and stuff.
No.
I'm not proud of it. It's just what I did.
Big J, John.
At a time.
Capital J.
At a time. People haven't forgotten, you know, pretty good newsbreaker around here for a couple of years, just to remind you guys.
Newsbreaker?
I broke some news. Yeah, I broke some news. broke some news. I broke a national story a couple years ago with the Hugh Freeze stuff. You remember that?
No.
When he got the job at Liberty, that was me. I broke that. Bruce Feldman even credited me.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd you, like, who told you
about
it? I got
people. I used to have more people, but I still got people. Like, I got people that I could break some news, like, at UT with now. Like, I got friends that are, like, around there and
well,
stuff.
Well, who are they?
Who are the friends? You don't expose your sources.
Are they inside the athletic department?
I don't need to talk anymore about it. I'm just saying, like, we still know stuff. Like, we take stuff to air sometimes. I just don't so much, like, tweet it out, like, get stories. If you listen to the stuff, every now and then we'll reference it.
Mm. How do you get those, like, sources?
Usually people just reach out to me, and then I vet them, or you know, I'll talk to them. I don't always take everyone's like. Sometimes people give me stuff. I'm like, okay, I don't really believe this schmohawk, so I don't really take it to air or anything.
Why do they want you to have it?
People like me. People like
you
me.
You poll well.
Yeah, people like me. I used to poll more. You know, I used to poll better.
Better than you do now?
Yeah. A couple years ago, I had a much more before.
What do you think happened?
You and your liberal agenda around COVID really took us down a...
I don't see myself as likable.
Yeah, you're...
I don't... So, but you are. You're... To me, you have the brighter personality. Like...
Yeah. People like that you... People like your style. You do have a group of real diehard fans that don't get... Like, I think that's obvious. You saw the reaction of you coming back. People were very excited.
Yeah, and that's why it surprised me, because I don't think I'm that likable.
You got a lot of the King has returned, quote tweets. That was nice. So people like you.
Do you think you're more bubbly, I think, is the thing. Like, people see you and they're like, this guy is approachable. You seem approachable.
See, I don't really.
Do you think that's what it is?
I don't know if I agree with that.
You don't think so?
Bubbly? If I had a couple, if I have like two drinks, I'm pretty bubbly.
I think on the air, you're pretty bubbly.
Okay, well, that's fair. I'm a professional. Maybe no one wants to listen to me being monotone and sad. I mean, I could be Eeyore if you want.
Yeah.
Go ahead and celebrate.
I'm just thinking, though, like if we went out together, maybe you're not as approachable.
No. People come up to me a lot.
I know they come up to you a lot.
And I'm approachable. People talk.
I guess
that
does mean you're approachable if they come up a lot.
If people approach me, that is the meaning of being approachable.
Yeah.
I have a problem. I probably have alienated some fans because they've came up to me multiple times and I always say, nice to meet you. And then like they'll be like, oh, well, we met a couple times before. And I was like, oh, sorry, I drink a lot. That's what I have to tell them. Like, sorry.
I'm usually under the influence. Yeah, sorry.
When you see me out, it probably means I'm drinking and I'm not going to. I meet a lot of people.
Names are hard.
Names are hard, regardless.
Especially if you're meeting a stranger.
Names are hard when I'm sober and in meetings and stuff. I had to make a conscious effort to write people's name down and study it and remember it whenever I was really out here doing the cell stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even think I remember. I'm definitely not remembering strangers' names because I don't even remember friends' names.
You remember the two guys on the Blitz?
Jesus Christ.
There's Charlie.
See, we got to see them every day. Yep. So it's like, obviously I know Charlie because I've known Charlie for long enough.
I'm just saying we got Charlie and we got the two of us.
Sam?
Sam is which one?
The one with the wet hand, the taller one.
Yep, that's Sam.
And strong handshake.
Yeah. He's a big old boy. He's sneaky big.
Yeah. And then the other guy.
You haven't really talked to him.
See, now I feel like a jerk.
You're not being a jerk. You just haven't really talked to him. The second day he came, I was like, hey, I don't think I saw you yesterday. Like, you guys just passed in the hall without seeing each other. That's a pretty small building, too. It's hard to do that. But I think he went out the side. You came in this way, basically.
Is it Oscar?
Oscar, damn, you got it. No, it's not Oscar.
It's not Oscar. Does it start with an O?
No.
Why would his name be Oscar?
Yeah, that was a pretty bad guess.
I was going to say Orlando.
Doesn't start with an O, I'll tell you.
Okay, it's not an O? Is it a round O? Is it a vowel?
It is a vowel. I was going to say it's sort of like an O.
What's it start with?
A vowel.
Okay. Why? Sometimes why? Or
you think Y is close to O? I mean, to me, like the A. Like
Ulysses?
If you get the uppercase cursive A, that looks the most like an O of any letter as far as I'm concerned.
Is it Ulysses?
It's not Ulysses. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Back in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, only 100 calories and 1 gram of sugar. White Claw will not weigh you down. Pick you up some of their new flavors. Drink responsibly. All right. Let's be honest. It's Wednesday. I just told you there's not much going on. I don't really know what the story of the day is. We don't really have one. Cam, you said if you had to give one, it would be Derwin James getting a big contract extension.
Yeah, that's about all I've really seen. But, yeah, being the highest paid safety.
Derwin James, does he have any overlap with Pruitt? Would he have been there, I guess, during their championship season with Pruitt's? They have Derwin James and Jalen Ramsey in the same secondary in college, or?
I actually do not remember.
That was a pretty good secondary. Oh, yeah. Jalen Ramsey and I don't think so, though. I don't think he's been in the league
right? Yeah, I think he was after Ramsey.
Is he only in like coming to the league in 2018? Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought he was a little bit older than that. He gets paid. Don't really want to start the show with the Los Angeles Chargers or Derwin James. ESPN unveiled their top 100 college football players.
Ooh, okay.
Cody, you have any guess on the top five?
Yeah, I could probably name the top five, I would think.
I just want to see how far you've fallen from your college football knowledge from since 2 years
ago. It would be
like you nailed seven of the top 10 probably when I met you in 2017.
You think when you met me in 2017, I could have named 7 of 10?
At least 7 of the top 10.
I could name the whole top five now.
Okay. Have you looked at this?
No.
Okay, I just want to check.
Will Anderson at Alabama.
Yep, number one.
The two quarterbacks, C.J. Stroud at Ohio State and
Bryce Young.
Bryce Young. Yeah,
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, so I could name them for sure.
Those are the top three.
And then
Alabama with the top two, Anderson and Bryce Young, and then Stroud's number three.
Jeez.
So that's the top three, like I thought. And then the Ohio State receiver would probably be four.
Smith and Jigba.
Jackson something?
Smith and Jigba. Yeah, he's number four.
Yeah. And then number five, I would guess, would be that running back from Texas.
Oh, wow.
Bijan Robinson.
Okay.
Bijan.
How are you mispronouncing something if you're not reading it?
Because in my mind, I'm looking at the letters, so I am reading it in
okay.
a way.
Okay. Usually it's just hard to mispronounce something. Like, I mean, I...
Just have a take on.
Yeah. No, I definitely am looking at it. But I would have gotten the top three, I think. You would have to remind me that Will Anderson was still at Alabama. But if you did that, then I would get him. And then I would have said the two quarterbacks. And
he's not the Heisman favorite right now, is he, Cam? I know he's a name that everyone kind of has penciled in. Like, and he's in that position as a defensive player where he has a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he got so close last year.
Yeah.
That now he's on the radar and like he'll be on like all the watch lists and he'll be in the conversation all year long. And
yeah, I think people are more willing to consider defensive players now too.
I don't know if I even agree with that. I just think you have to put 2 good years. I think you have to be outstanding for 2 years to win the Heisman as a defensive player. Like I said, I think you have to break on the scene. You get close, kind of like Tyrann Mathieu did, kind of like Jadeveon Clowney did. Like Jadeveon Clowney was in the position his last year where if he had put up 15, 16 sacks, he would have had a chance to do it. Instead, like he had a pretty lousy year, all things considered.
Like, who else got? Like Hutchinson got close last year too. I guess he was up there.
Will Anderson had 17 and a half sacks last year. Was he a final? He was a finalist, right?
Yeah, I think him and Hutchinson. I mean, we had two defensive finalists last year.
Okay, and then now he's on the radar. So if he comes back and has a big season, then I think he actually has a chance. Cam, you want to keep? Have you looked at the list yet?
Not all the way through. I looked at the top 10.
Okay.
I'll
just run out the top 10 then, since you guys have already looked. I was really impressed with Cody until he admits that he's a liar. Jalen Carter from Georgia, Trayvon Henderson, running back from Ohio State. Number 8, Brock Bowers, is that freak tight end they have at Georgia. Jordan Addison, the USC transfer. Thank God he's not at Pittsburgh anymore. And Caleb Williams, the transfer from Oklahoma that's now at USC. Man,
they're in love with Caleb Williams.
So you got what? 2 USC guys, 2 Georgia guys,
3 Ohio State,
3 Ohio State guys, and then is it 3 Alabama guys or?
Yeah,
no, 2 Alabama guys and 1 Texas guy. So Texas, Bijan Robinson breaks up, and he's like the only guy out there kind of that's not either with the new flavor USC, which are both transfers, which is really funny. It's kind of wild that USC got 2 top 10 players and both of them are transfers.
Yeah. And they're still going to go 8-4. Crazy.
They kind of do what Texas does. Which really, there's no excuse, I don't think, in the Pac-12. They should be dominating it.
I'm not willing to say that about USC just yet. Just because I think, like, when you say, like, they do what Texas does, like, Texas, I feel like, has done it longer. But also, like, I'll give Lincoln Riley credit because I've seen him do it. I've never seen Sarkisian really do it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What's his? I mean, what was his best season? It was some at Washington. Did he have like a 9 or 10 win season? 9-4 at USC his first year. Went to the Holiday Bowl.
Cute.
It's kind of wild that he
enjoyed that.
7-6, 7-6, 7-6, 8-4 at Washington got him the USC job. But like, I haven't seen him like ever do it. I've seen Lincoln Riley at least get over the hump and put a elite team on the field. Now, were they elite enough to win a title? No. Although maybe they would have been had they not choked that lead against Georgia when they were up, what was it, 31-14?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that team could have won a national title because that Georgia team gave a lot to Alabama that year. So maybe Oklahoma could have hung with them. I don't know. But I've seen Lincoln Riley put together an elite team. So I'm not going to say that about USC just yet because, like Cody pointed out, they're also in the Pac-12 for now.
They should only have to contend with Utah, really. I mean, they should have the best roster, shouldn't they? If they have two of the top 10 players, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at star ranking, I would probably say that, yeah, they still have the best roster even, like, you know, versus Utah, you know, maybe.
Utah and Oregon should be the only ones similar, at least.
Right.
As far as,
but I would say, like, top end, like, blue chip talent, probably still USC.
Mm-hmm.
It's time
for. If you just take the average, like, recruiting rankings.
It's time for a Pac-12 team to make the playoff. Have they ever. Washington made it.
Washington made it. Embarrassed. Oregon made the first one, right? And got got beat by Ohio State.
They usually get left out,
Florida
though.
State. No, Oregon beat Florida State, then lost to Ohio State in the championship.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. Washington and Oregon.
Really bad play where you went like 60 yards back.
That play was hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, Jameis, yeah.
Yeah. So you say you think it's time for a Pac-12 team to make the playoff. Are you saying that you think one of them makes it or just that, like, hey, they need to kind of show up and do it?
I think USC has a chance. I mean, they're maybe not in year one under Lincoln Riley, but they're a good brand, and they needed a hire like that. So I would like to see, just because of who they play, their schedule, they should be able to get to a playoff.
If you have the second best receiver quarterback combo in the nation, apparently. Yeah.
It's probably easier than the Big 12, isn't it?
You said they had the
week
best,
in and week out.
Second best because you got Stroud and Jigba.
Smith and Jigba.
But yeah, if you got Addison and Caleb Williams right up there, they would be the second best combo per se.
Seems a little wild that Alabama doesn't have a receiver. Like, in the top, I'm down to, you know, the 15th spot and got a couple more Georgia players.
We had some issues with a
couple Clemson guys. I guess a running back from Kansas State, Deuce Vaughn. But, yeah, like, not seeing any other Alabama guys show up in, like, really the top 20. I guess you're at right number 20, Jahmyr Gibbs.
Which I think is ridiculous. How is he going to go from unranked last year to 20 of this year? I think that's just the fact that he transferred to Alabama. I mean, if he was still at Tech, he wouldn't be close to that.
I think he was good at Tech, but you're right.
But, like, he's a junior, so it's like he had a couple years of his tape and stuff. So, like, I think the Alabama name kind of jumped him up.
So you don't think he'll be a top 20 player? Because I think he will be at Alabama. So
like, I can see that, yeah.
If they're projecting it, then I think that I get it. I see it.
Like he's a good player. He's a really good running back. But I just, if he was still at Georgia Tech, I don't think people would be like, that's a top 20 guy right there.
Yeah, and they're not looking just at production, I guess. I don't know what Kansas State's Deuce Vaughn does production-wise.
He's a stud.
I mean, I know he's, and Bijan Robinson, like, I don't know if they're just saying, like, hey, these guys are the best, or, like, hey, these guys have the best numbers, or what.
Because Vaughn had 18 touchdowns last year.
Yeah, no, he was a beast. That's what I'm saying with Jahmyr Gibbs. Like, I don't know if they're projecting. They're like, hey, this guy's just got top 20 talent, and we've just been overlooking it. He's explosive. Or, like, hey, he's going to put top 20 numbers up because he's going to be at Alabama and in that offense, behind that offensive line.
There's not an Alabama receiver. Yeah, I'm just scrolling all the way down trying to find an Alabama receiver, and I don't see any.
Yeah, I mean, they took what? I mean, their receivers right now are, a cast-off from Georgia? Is that correct? Which, by the way, that cast-off from Georgia got first-team All-SEC over Big Sed Tillman.
This is ridiculous.
Just want to point that out.
They have a couple of younger guys, but I guess going into their second or third years, that then, you know, all of us who are playing behind top NFL talent, are going to get their chance this year, but are unproven in the grand scheme. And I think we saw a lot of that in the championship. Once the main guys were down, the younger guys didn't really step up. So they haven't been proven. So they're not obviously not the same level as first round picks yet.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Like I'm not saying that any Alabama guy should be up there. It's just a little surprising after the run they've had for 3 or 4 years, or really since Julio Jones. I mean, 15 years ago, that they haven't got anybody ready to jump up that people expect at least. Now maybe that Jermaine Burton guy is that guy because, like I said, he was first team All SEC voted by the media.
I think Will Rogers being 27 is absurd.
So we're looking at quarterbacks now?
I just was scrolling, and I saw him as
that's
27 as Mississippi State's quarterback. And
Will Levis.
I think if you're going to put him at 27, I think a lot of what he does is because of, obviously, Mike Leach's system.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to put him up there, I think you could honestly put Hendon Hooker around the same spot.
Oh, Hendo Cinco. All right, so if we're running through the quarterbacks, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, 2 and 3. Or 1 and 2, however you want to look at it, when it comes to ranking quarterbacks. Caleb Williams, the third best quarterback.
I think that's a little overrated, too.
Devin Leary, that's the guy from NC State that I guess if you believe in the Wolfpack.
He's legit.
Hanging your hat on. Like if you think they can compete for that ACC, you're relying on him. So he's the fourth best quarterback and 19th best player overall according to this list. Sam Hartman, which is kind of sad because he's not going to be playing. We don't know exactly when he'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
Have we ever found out what it was? This has a non-football issue that required surgery. Like, what does that mean?
Huh. I haven't seen any updates.
All right, so he's, what did we say, he's fifth. Mm-hmm. Tyler Van Dyke. A lot of people are excited for him at Miami. He's sixth, number 25 overall.
And Will Rogers right there.
Yeah, Will Rogers comes in right next.
I think Will Rogers is a good quarterback, but I think he also is getting amplified by Mike Leach's system, same way Hendon Hooker is. And, I don't know. I feel like I'd take Hendon Hooker over Will Rogers, going into the year.
What number are we at on quarterback, 6 or 7?
Seven.
KJ Jefferson at number 32. Will Levis at number 33. So that puts him at what, the ninth best quarterback?
Yeah.
So Hooker is not even a top five SEC quarterback. Or he would be the fifth one, I guess.
Grayson McCall.
That's what they say.
35th for Coastal Carolina. No, they got Stetson Bennett ahead of him as well.
Yeah, they got him at 44.
Stetson Bennett, number 44. Which what number are we at on quarterbacks, Cam?
That would be 11th.
Malik Cunningham, number 47. That's the senior from Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't – man, really? Like – I know he can move around.
He's just explosive. Yeah.
But Louisville's been pretty bad under him. Like, his explosiveness hasn't helped.
They said they had the best QBR last year in the ACC, but
okay.
I don't – it just means he was running when it worked.
He had 2,900 yards and 19 touchdowns. Like, that's not
– yeah,
those aren't good college numbers when you get, three bought wins or at least two bought wins. I know they play Kentucky, so they might not – have a third bought win. Maybe they play two Power 5 teams. I'm not really familiar with what their schedule was like last year.
Yeah.
And then you got the Utah guy.
They played Mississippi as well.
Similar numbers for him.
I mean, I don't want to pick on Malik Cunningham because he did rush for 20 touchdowns. I mean, I guess that whenever you rush for 20 touchdowns, all right. So he had 20 rushing touchdowns and 19 passing touchdowns. Okay. Because I was going to say, of his passing touchdowns, he had 19 of them.
Mm-hmm.
9 of them came at the end of the year against Syracuse and Duke. We know Syracuse and Duke stink.
Yep.
But okay, I don't want to single him out because I think a lot of this list is bad. We said who was next, Cody, the Utah State guy or the Utah guy?
The Utah quarterback, and his passing numbers are pretty similar to.
He was tough. He was tough at least in the bowl game I watched before he got knocked out.
I think he didn't play the full year, if I remember.
I don't
correctly.
Think so either. I think he came in at the third or fourth game.
Yeah.
I don't. He's on a top 10 team. He's shown at least a little bit, like Cam said. He didn't get San Diego State, I believe he came in halfway through the game. If I remember correctly, they lose in 3 overtimes, and he's the full-time starter, I think, and then they kind of reeled off some wins. But then you get down to Hendon Hooker, number 49 overall. And what number quarterback, Cam? 14th?
Yep. Yeah, he'd be 14.
And sixth in the SEC.
Although not the starter to open the season, Hooker started the final 11 games and emerged as one of the country's most efficient quarterbacks with 3,561 yards of total offense and just 3 interceptions. I mean, I don't understand, like, why the knock on Hooker, because
I don't either. And I think you're, like I said about Will Rogers, I think he's getting the boost from Mike Leach's system.
Sure.
I feel like Hooker should get the boost from Heupel's system, and he also has the factor of the running ability, if you're going to, you know, like, compare the two.
Yeah, and plus, like, I mean, I think you could say the same thing about, you know, Cunningham. I don't want to say he's benefiting from the system, because it feels like the Scott Satterfield system isn't really helping him, but, like, his yards are, you know, he adds 1,000 yards and 20 touchdowns because of running. So, like, if we're giving him that, like, Hooker can move the ball both through the air and on the ground. He's a better, much better passer than Cunningham.
Yep.
It's a little disrespectful.
I think we've also got to consider that the writers of the article don't know football. And so that has to play into the equation when you go through the list.
That is very possible. That is very possible. Only one other Tennessee player ends up on this top 100 list. Big Sed Tillman comes in at number 60.
Hey, unless you want to count Henry To'o.
I don't count Henry T. He comes in at number 54. I don't count him. So your takeaway, Cody, is just that maybe these guys don't know what the hell they're talking about?
Yeah, but, you know, it's something to read. It's, like you were saying, it's August. So.
It is August. We're trying to manufacture some content.
Cedric Tillman, I mean, he's got to be above number 60 just as a player. So, I feel like he is.
I mean, I have more. I think Sed's better than Hooker.
Yeah, he should be our first player mentioned.
I agree with that.
Like, I think Tillman is better than Hooker. I think Tillman has better pro prospects than Hooker. I think he played better in the big games than Hooker did. And, like, that's not to besmirch or put down Hendon Hooker. It's just I really believe in Cedric Tillman's talent, like in his size and the way, again, we talked about the way he performed in the two biggest SEC games against Georgia and Alabama, where he torched those secondaries. The bowl game where he probably could have had 5 touchdowns if Hooker didn't overthrow him on a couple of balls. Like, I think Tillman's an absolute monster. I think he's going to, like I said, break the single season Tennessee record. I think he is going to leave here at least the second all-time leading receiver. Would he do it without Hendon Hooker? No. Like, I think they're connected.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I just don't know what you look at and think that Hooker's better than Tillman.
Okay, yeah. So I definitely decide if this list is awful.
Okay, so
I got down to Spencer Rattler, and he's 78th on this list, and his last year ranking was number 1. So that tells me everything I need to know.
He fell off a little bit. I do notice USC has some other players on here. They got another receiver on the list. That might be my sleep horse pick. My sleeping horse is USC.
Your Trojan horse?
Yeah.
I think it to the playoff.
Yeah. Hey, look, everybody. We've brought you a nice Trojan horse. It's blood and guts everywhere.
Turns out it had a bunch of guys in it, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah, who knew?
What was the story on that?
They were at war and they brought him a gift.
Do you think that really happened?
Yeah, I guess. It seems a little too, I mean.
I feel like a lot of history is just made up. Somebody just wrote it down and we found it years later. Yeah. Like, whoa, that happened? That's crazy.
It does seem hard to believe. That
like World War II. Like, how could that actually?
Yeah.
How could all that happen?
It does seem a little strange that you'd be like, oh, we got beef, but you're bringing me a nice big gift. I'm going to accept it and not second guess it. Like,
thanks for the big wooden horse.
Yeah.
And what kind of gift is that? Like, what do you do with that?
You know, I wonder if there's any conspiracy theorists out there. Like, were there conspiracy theorists like?
Oh, you know there are.
100 years after the Trojan, after they got rid of, it's like, I don't know if I believe that. Like the way we question history now,
there's people say like it's either the Dark
Ages.
You
walked on water. I don't know about that. You know,
there's some people that say it was either the Dark Ages or the Middle Ages. They claim didn't actually exist.
Yeah,
because of the plague.
Because of just like
the fact that
we don't, they didn't record a lot of history back then.
Because everybody
something,
died,
they just
I think.
Made it up.
Well, I think the conspiracy is that the families that were in charge all kind of came together because they were the ones that kind of kept history, like the kingdoms.
Mm-hmm.
The
kings. Yeah, they rewrote it probably.
Well, not that they rewrote it. They just like basically convinced everybody that like 300 extra years had passed that made their rules look even bigger. So, like, if your empire had ruled for 400 years versus 100 years, it looks a lot more impressive in history.
Nice. That's cool.
Because, like, no advances happened, right? Like, so, like, nothing, like, that was, like, the only period during history where, like, society was like, we're just going to chill. We're not going to make any inventions that improve the world. It was just kind of the Dark Ages, conveniently, where everyone just kind of got the plague and hung out. And
what years were that? Like, When do they consider that to be?
Well, the middle ages are like 1300.
They think they faked basically the 1600 AD to like 900 AD. Basically just added to the early Middle Ages. Just, what? Yeah, just,
did I say
that's
that
700 years?
Did I think that the Dark Ages were from 1300?
Well, okay, no, so this is, I guess, early Middle Ages is where that, like, time frame comes in, apparently. I found, like, a Wikipedia of the Phantom Time Hypothesis.
Yeah, yeah, and they're saying that that was when, again?
They said, they said 297 years from 614 AD to 911 AD was kind of added to the early Middle Ages.
Yeah, I was way off.
They think Charlemagne was made up as well.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole Carolingian period.
He does that radio thing, doesn't he?
Not anymore. That show ended.
Hmm. Could you imagine if COVID had been like the Black Plague? Like, wasn't it half of Europe died?
I think it was two-thirds.
It was so many people. And, there, you know, the information back then just didn't spread.
Yeah.
Like, people didn't have anywhere to go.
You just go into the next town over and nobody's there.
A big part of it was, like, the rats, right?
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
I mean, the rats and, like, fleas, like, kind of.
The fleas had the disease and they piggybacked on rats.
And then rats were just all in the city. Like, they didn't have
the best. They were dirty back then.
Yeah, they were just really dirty. So the rats were, like, biting people and, like, bringing the diseases and stuff. And
oh, yeah?
The fleas just bounced.
I didn't know they were infecting people.
Ring around the rosy, bro.
Stay away from my garbage can. I think it would have been really cool, though, to see, like, just be in a group of people, and then you just see the group getting smaller and smaller.
I don't think
And you're like, am I going to be next?
I think you wouldn't be next. I think. You ever seen Cabin Fever? It's like being in the cabin in Cabin Fever. Next thing you know, you're in the bathtub, and that girl's shaving her legs, and, like, the skin's coming off. That's one of the grossest scenes. That scene scarred me from 20 years ago. I watched it. I was like, oh, my boy Sean Hunter from Boy Meets World is here. I'll watch this. The next thing I know, this woman's leg's coming off because she's got the cabin fever.
Gonna have to look that up.
No, no. Yeah, she was hot, too. So you wanted
even
to see
before?
Her yeah, you went. Well, not after. Not after. Well, she was. I think the part of it was you got a bad temperature. So I guess technically she was hot, but not in that way.
She was boiling.
Yeah.
That'd be another thing that would be bad is to be boiled.
Yeah.
Like a lobster.
That'd be tough. That'd be tough.
Do you think that was a form of, like, early human torture? Is that one of the things that.
No.
You think about torture a lot?
Like, witches put people in pots. So I guess sort of.
My favorite torture was the rat in the bucket on your stomach.
Oh, yeah, they had
from
that in Game
from
of
Too Fast, Too Furious.
they do that in Game of Thrones. That, don't they?
They do that in Game of Thrones. I don't know if I remember that in Game of Thrones, but I do remember it in Too Fast, Too Furious. That's the first time I ever saw it when Rip from Yellowstone put the cop that was the bad cop that didn't want to be a bad cop, and then they put a thing on and just heated it up, and the rat was going to chew through his body.
Like, through his stomach?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in, like, Game of Thrones, too, season two or something. The Lannisters do that to somebody.
Okay. Yeah, that's a
sounds
good
like
one.
That's popular.
Yeah,
it was popular back in the day, way back then, in, like, medieval times. Yeah, oh, yeah.
What do you think the worst one is?
What they did to Theon was probably the worst.
No, I don't mean Game of Thrones. I mean just, like, ancient torture.
Well, that was probably bad, too. The stretching, the thing, that seems pretty terrible.
Drawn and quartered.
When they, they stretch you, like, they got the,
I always thought, have you ever heard of, like, the dragging, where they just drag you to death? They'd, like, tie you to the back of a carriage and or a horse or whatever, and they literally just drag you.
Am I familiar with dragging? I watched a lot of Westerns growing up. Yeah, I've seen plenty of dragging.
That seems like maybe the worst one.
I don't think that one would be the worst. I think
you're just getting so beat up until you die.
I mean, I guess depending on, like, I've seen some where they just tie you to the horse and the horse runs. I feel like that one you could kind of maybe get some control of if you can get up and, like, grab the rope. But, yeah, if they're there watching you and won't let you. I think it's something simple. I mean, it's like they kind of did to slaves and stuff. But, like, just when they, like, put them, like, behind the horse or whatever and you just have to keep walking with it. And, like, they just keep dragging you. And if you, like, can't keep up with them, like, it just drags. Like, I guess that does turn into dragging.
That would be. Until all your will is just gone that you just
that would just be a good endurance test, and then you know eventually you're going to give out, and then it's going to drag you. So I guess it's mental torture as well.
I don't think waterboarding would be that bad.
I think it would be.
I don't think
we're
going to
do that one time. Are we going to waterboard you?
I don't know, but I really don't think it would be
that bad. I can't remember.
Somebody
was
going to get waterboarded at some point.
I think we've talked about it before, but. It doesn't
waterboarding
seem
seems
bad
pretty terrible.
No,
I think you're wrong.
I'm just thinking that compared to the other ones.
No, I think I think waterboarding creates a feeling like you're drowning, and like you can't breathe, and that's terrifying. And it just keeps going and going. I think that would be pretty bad. I think we like came together as a country and decided, like, hey, that's pretty bad. Like, Waterboarding's wrong. Yeah.
We should stop doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we should stop doing that.
Collectively.
Because, like, you're getting confessions from people that, like, didn't do anything just because they want to quit getting drowned. Like, I think torturing creates a lot of people that probably are just willing
just
to
like,
say,
I want
to
stop.
Yeah. Agree to anything. Yeah, I did it. Just get this rat out of this bucket. Get it off of me. Yeah. I did it. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.